The November election brought the number of female governors to 5, the most in American history. Delaware elected Ruth Ann Minner and Montana elected Judy Martz, while Jean Shaheen was re-elected in New Hampshire and Jane Hull continues to serve in Arizona. And until she stepped down to run the Environmental Protection Agency, Christine Todd Whitman was governor of New Jersey. Sila Calderon, Puerto Rico's new governor, also is a woman. Barbara Roberts, former governor of Oregon, says at this point in American history, the number should be higher.
Today, more women run for public office and win, but very few women have become their state's governors. These women hold the most visible political position in their state, as CEO of state government, as commander-in-chief of their National Guard, and as holder of the veto pen. And although women followed their husbands into the governorship of 3 states, not until 1974 did Ella Grasso of Connecticut become the first woman elected governor in her own right. A seasoned politician with over 20 years of legislative service, Governor Grasso was still characterized as Mother Ella by a press unused to covering strong women leaders. But in spite of the inappropriate labels, Ella Grasso's strong leadership and her election and re-election set the stage for a political awakening. Between 1974 and 2000, the voters of America elected 13 women governors. Each of these governors faced the same frustration, a press and public still struggling to think of these women as leaders. These governors demonstrated their political savvy, their personal courage, their management skills, and their visionary ideas. But America and its press have long used a white male measuring stick as the standard for leadership, so women governors took some real getting used to. In fact, when I was elected governor of Oregon, my state's largest newspaper made reference to my sudden rise to the governor's chair. I had already held statewide office for 6 years, been House Majority Leader, and been elected for over 20 years. But they didn't see me coming because I didn't fit the measuring stick. Recent news stories have focused considerable space and attention on the number of women now serving in the U.S. Senate. They are seen as a real power base. Yet unlike women senators, who are each one of a larger body, women governors are standalone leaders at the top in their states. And history will record that America's women governors consistently match the executive capabilities of their male counterparts. And history may also record that the press and media missed the boat in recognizing and reporting the solid accomplishments of these unique women. So while America's image of leadership is being redrafted, women governors won't be waiting on the sidelines. They'll be running the leadership trail and waiting for others to catch up.
The comments of Barbara Roberts, former governor of Oregon and associate director of the Leadership Institute at Portland State University.